Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Sunday, everyone. I tell you, Skype never seems to amaze me. It has a mind of its own. Right now, I am on the telephone because for the past 40 minutes, I've been having challenges with Skype. So I am so thankful that my honored guest held on. I saw her. I tried to call her to let her know I was seeing her on there. So I am so thankful that she held on and did not get discouraged and hang up. We have an amazing show lineup for you. I have two powerful women who will be on. My first honored guest is going to be Mrs. Dorothea Barnett, from local here from Hartford, Connecticut, with an amazing story, doing amazing things here in the Hartford area. And at 7:45, we will be joined by my friend for over 20 years, Mrs. Candy Caldwell. And she, again, have another amazing story. So as you all know that on Sundays, we focus on life stories and people who have gone through struggles and have reinvented themselves and turn around and are helping other communities and other people to do great things. So I encourage you to grab your paper, because I am sure there will be a wealth of information that you will be hearing that you can jot down that will help you to reinvent your life as well and to walk into your true calling and purpose. So right now, I want to remind you to call in, be part of the conversation, by dialing 646-915-8166. Again, 646-915-8166. And now is the time when we play our theme song for you.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a I wanna be more than someone special. 'Cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, and as always, for the past 4 years, that has been our commitment to you. We really want to be more than a friend. We want to be this platform that helps you to understand your true calling and purpose. And before I bring my honored guests on, I just want to let you know that today's program is sponsored by AMD Law Group. So let's hear a word from our sponsors.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell-Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right. So check out my sponsors and make sure you protect your stuff. Don't just leave your stuff hanging out there. I know my guest is on two different lines, so I have one line open, and I'm not sure whether she's on this one or the other one. So I want to let everyone know the chat room is up and running. The phone lines are all open, so please be part of the conversation. I have one caller who is already on. Your last four digits are 2486. Oh, I think I know who this is. It's a new supporter I have. I think she's from out west someplace. I'll check in with her later. So, without any further delay, I want to welcome my honored guest, Mrs. Dorothea Barnett. Mrs. Barnett, are you there? Mrs. Barnett, are you there? Mrs. Barnett, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, Daphne.
All right. So I think let me hang up your other line because you were on two lines and I was not sure. Okay, so I'm going to hang you up on the other one. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, you're welcome.
Skype has a mind of its own, and if it's one thing I have gotten from Skype is a prolonged tolerance and patience. But I do understand.
Yeah,
no, we are blessed because if it were not for Skype, you would have to travel down to where I am, or I would have to be up by you, so I'm not knocking it. I'm thankful that we have this technology that we can utilize and use to make a difference in the world.
Amen.
I want to thank you for taking time out this evening to invest your skills, talent, and knowledge in this amazing journey that I am on. And I don't take it lightly when people join me on a Sunday, because I know Sunday is family time, so I am honored that you have took the time to be
welcome
here with us. So welcome to my little world.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Although I have been following you for a number of years on social media, I have to let my listeners know I have never met you in person. But this is the amazing things with social media. I tell people, please do not request me to join you at a place that you don't have a picture, because I'm a very visual person.
Yes.
And when I connect with someone and mm-hmm. they have a picture, it's like I'm sitting at tea with you.
Yes. Yes, and I've said the same thing about people with business cards, Stephanie. You know, oftentimes I go so many different places and I'm doing networking and what have you. Mm-hmm. And while, you know, I meet wonderful people, I get tons of business cards from different various of events. But
exactly.
It's a little hard to keep track, you know, if
That's
they don't
why
have
it
a
sure
photo.
Does.
So I would
it
suggest
sure
everyone with photo with businesses is go out and get your business cards, redo
right.
them, revamp them, put your picture on it. It's just so much easier to be
easier.
Able to connect with people that way.
Yeah. All right. So I want to give you an opportunity. Please use a few minutes and just tell the people who you are.
Well, my name is Dorothelia Barnett. I am a native of Hartford, Connecticut. I'm a mother of one, and I am the daughter of two wonderful parents. And I'm the editor and chief of Beautifully Inspired Women's Magazine for women 40 and over.
How did this journey begin for you? You're eloquent, you're successful, you're powerful, and there are lots of women who are listening to you, or they probably read your bio on that I've posted, and they say, oh, she have it all easy, and you know, I couldn't do what she does. She's way out there. How did this journey started for you?
Well, it started early on. I would have to say I've always had a passion of writing since I was younger. And my mom used to kind of scold me even as a youngster. I would be very articulate in how I would write, you know, any of my papers for school. So if there was an E that didn't look right or a D that didn't look right, I would just crumble up my whole paper, even if I was halfway through with it, and I would start all over again. It was almost kind of an obsession. And my mom would get so upset for wasting the paper. And I guess, you know, the family kind of knew early on that this girl is going to have something to do with journalism or writing or something. And while I never went to school for journalism, I had the opportunity of writing for my school newspaper in North Carolina, as well as having the opportunity when I moved to Jamaica, the West Indies, a few years back, I had an opportunity of writing for a spa, a holistic spa magazine, as well as writing for a news network called Positive Tourism. And they were kind of, my mentors, Positive Tourism, because it was my first opportunity with being able to interview reggae, some of the most popular reggae artist in Jamaica. And while I never had any experience with it, you know, interviewing, you know, celebrities, I was kind of thrown, you know, to the wolves by a very good friend of mine, Sharon Chambers from Jamaica, who believed in me enough and took me under her wings as a mentor and said, you know, this is your turn and you know, go get them. And, you know, but I had started a magazine very different from the IW magazine in 2007. And it was a completely different, you know, publication. And,
can I interrupt you before you go into that piece? Because I want to piggyback on something you said before you go into this portion. I want the listeners to listen with intent. And to pay attention that you said you had not gone to journalism school.
Not at all.
What I want to point out to folks, when you are born into this world, you are prepared with that which you were created to manifest. And I don't want people to get back down that they don't have a degree and they didn't go to this school and they didn't do this and they didn't do that, because when that sperm won out of all the other millions, it was because there was something specific for you to carry out. So follow your heart and
don't
look back.
I agree, Daphne. I agree.
Yeah, so please continue, because a lot of people are sitting down, oh, I didn't go to this, I didn't go to that. It doesn't matter.
I agree 100%. Mm-hmm. You know, while there were, you know, people who saw that I had a longing for writing,
mm-hmm.
they,
mm-hmm.
you know, believed enough in me. I also wrote for a Caribbean newspaper here out of Hartford called Punchline
mm-hmm.
Magazine years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
Yeah,
but nevertheless, the magazine that I had initially started back in 2007 was a completely different publication, and it kind
Stepping
of
stone.
It was set in stone, but not exactly. It was kind of a publication that I wanted to start to represent my ex-husband then and myself, mm-hmm. him being Jamaican and me being, you know, Jamaican descendant and me being an Afro-American descendant. So I combined the two cultures and decided to come up with a publication that, you know, could relate to both cultures.
It was a stepping stone to where you are now.
It really was. It was.
Your practice ground.
That's exactly what it was. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And although, you know, my marriage did not work out, and while I was in Jamaica doing some wonderful things there, you know, as far as publishing, and I started a basic school in Jamaica as well, when things started to kind of fold in my marriage.
I have to tell the people what's a basic school. It's an early childhood center here.
Yes.
We call it, it grew from infant school when I was growing up to basic school. So just so they don't get lost.
That's right. Well, it would be equivalent to a
daycare center
here in America. Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. So while I was doing wonderful things in Jamaica, I had started a dance and praise ministry at my church, you know, for the kids in the community as well as those in my church. It was very painful, you know, when I had to depart. And so when I got back here, I was sort of in a mess, to be honest with you. You know, I was in a failed marriage. You know, I was basically feeling as if I needed to start from ground zero. And it was at that time where I really just needed to go in a quiet space and kind of have a little talk with Jesus, as the song would say.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of asked him to direct my path at this point. You know, I had a passion to work with children. I had a passion to write. Again, although I had never gone to a school for journalism. And so I just kind of, you know, just asked God to use me where he saw fit. And
wonderful.
That's kind of how it derived. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and I would often say when people ask me, well, you know, what made you come out with a magazine for women 40 and over?
Mm-hmm.
I would have to say that stemmed from the fact that I had met so many people in my travel who just did not believe my age. You know, especially a lot of my friends in Jamaica. You know, I was constantly getting hit on men that was much younger than me, old enough to be my son. And
wow.
I had so many other friends that were just fabulous. They were just fabulously well taken care of, well groomed, really looking good for their age. You know, they were well fit, and they were doing so many wonderful things. And in my travel, I had met so many women that met that criteria.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the research and realized that there really weren't a whole lot of publications out there.
To support that age. Yep.
For us, you know,
wonderful.
Although there are some out there. And I just said, well, you know, they do have publications that kind of gear towards just the 40-year-old woman. Well, I wanted to do something a little different. I wanted
that's
to come
right.
up with a publication for women 40 and over.
Oh, because that over piece is when we begin to evolve.
That's right.
And a lot of women, they don't have that assurance and that certainty. And
that's right.
The platform that you have provided are putting them into total control of that woman that they have evolved into being.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know?
I feel that women really haven't reached their prime until they turn 40 years old.
Well,
it's
they
just
reach it till they reach 70. You kidding me? I'm telling you what you're talking about, 40.
Well, I say that, Daphne,
40
because
is the new,
you know,
40 is the new 19.
There you go. And you know, Daphne, while we don't project to try to be, you know, 19 or 20 or 30, they say, you know, 40 is the new 30. We just want to promote women 40 and over.
Mm-hmm.
We want to promote them feeling comfortable in their skin.
Okay,
we have
exactly,
a
exactly.
That's right. That's right. We have a model, our very first model, and you know, in each issue we feature the model of you know, that particular issue. Mm-hmm. And we had Miss Annie Mae, who was 70 years old. That was a few years ago. Was mm-hmm. our oldest model, and I have to tell you that this woman was the most vibrant woman that I have ever met.
Beautiful.
In that age group. I mean,
beautiful.
Just beautiful,
beautiful
inside and out,
beautiful.
Very youthful. And so, you know, again, I wanted to come out with a publication to squash that whole kind of cliche that once you're 40 and over, you're kind of over the hills. And
that's
wanted to come out with a publication that kind of squashed that theory.
Mm-hmm.
Women 40 and over, we're doing wonderful things that
amazing.
Are
amazing.
Amazing things. So that's
amazing
kind of how we
things.
Came about. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Listen, guys, call in 646-915-8166. Let me check in with my caller who is holding to see whether she... I think I know who this is, so I think I'm right in saying she, although I forget her name. Hello, caller. Your last four digits are 2486. Is this my new supporter?
Yes.
Ah, how are you, my sister?
I am excellent. Thank you for asking.
Thank you for coming. Do you have a question for my guest?
No, I'm just listening in.
All right. Well, thanks again for your support.
You're very welcome.
You know, what would you like to tell women who got to age 40 plus and they threw the towel in and they gave up on themselves? They took a comfortable seat in their rocking chair and they said, this is it for me. What would you like to tell them? What's your message for them, Mrs. Barnett?
I would like to, first of all, just say that, you know, I know you've probably heard the cliche before. Many of times, you know, whatever your heart desire, you know, you can achieve anything that
mm-hmm.
you want. And I would have to say that it's really it's a true statement. And, you know, women, we are doing so many wonderful, inspiring things. And while society may have made us feel for so many decades that, you know, we were too old to accomplish maybe some of the dreams and goals and ambitions that we had, perhaps after our children were grown and they've graduated and, you know, they got married and had lives of their own. And I would just have to say that it's just a myth.
It
and
is.
I'm a living example.
Mm-hmm.
I have many women who I have featured who mm-hmm. are living examples. And I would just say that if there's anything that you decide that it is that you want to do or you want to accomplish, do not let anything or anyone stand in your way of reaching
right.
your goal. Okay.
Right.
We
That's
have
right.
women who are in their 40s and 50s who we have interviewed who have gone back to school
mm-hmm.
To finish their degrees or to pursue
mm-hmm.
further education, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have had women who, you know, are becoming entrepreneurs
mm-hmm.
over the age of 40, 50
mm-hmm.
years old, or reinventing
mm-hmm.
themselves perhaps
That's
after
right.
they've retired or what have
That's
you.
Right. That's
and
right.
I would
That's
just right. say that, you know, everything that we do in life, obviously it takes – you know, it takes, you know, hard work and it takes commitment and it takes time management. But if you have the desire to do something, know that, you know, I don't care what anyone says to you or how foolish, you know, they may say, the idea may sound, you just keep on pursuing your dream because where one door closes, another door opens.
Many,
where
many
there
open.
May be someone who
mm-hmm.
may not believe in your dreams, there's 10 others that do. So
exactly.
just to live out your passion.
Exactly. And the first step that they need to is to make the decision that I deserve better and
Absolutely.
I can do that thing that they have put on the back burner for many decades. They can now take it up, dust it off, and do what they had planned to do.
Absolutely.
The decision, our decision is so important in life because, you know, men are very good at doing what they are set out to do, but the sisters are very reluctant in following through. It's like they become empty nesters and they fall into depression.
Right.
Instead of getting up and saying, this is my time.
Right.
All the things that I had set aside when I was raising my family.
Right.
Now
right.
is the time for me to take it up and do something with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think oftentimes a lot of women, you know, as you said, are empty nesters or,
mm-hmm.
you know, they may have experienced, an abusive marriage where,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe that spouse made them believe that they couldn't do anything else,
mm-hmm.
you know, or,
mm-hmm.
You know, they were no better than
good
just
enough.
Me.
You didn't deserve
yeah,
it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. You know, interesting enough, we have one of our interviewees, our
mm-hmm.
featured persons that we featured last
mm-hmm.
year,
mm-hmm.
She, her name is Laura Vikmanis,
mm-hmm.
and she is one of the oldest NFL cheerleaders, and
mm.
she cheers for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Wow.
And you can actually go back to the archives and read her story. And
mm-hmm.
This was a housewife, a mother who had never worked. She married very early in life and
mm-hmm.
Sole depended on her husband to
mm-hmm.
provide for her and her family. And
mm-hmm.
Once her marriage ended in a, in a divorce, a very
wow.
nasty divorce, she was
can
basically left to fend on her own.
My Lord.
And if you listen to her story, and I have to say that was probably one of the best interviews that I had done.
Mm-hmm.
Here was a woman who felt very depressed. She felt that she was worthless.
Mm.
She felt that, you know, there was nothing that she could do because, you know, she had pretty much given her life to becoming a wife and a mother.
Wife. Mm-hmm.
And she just felt that even dating, that she wasn't good enough for anyone because of the things that, you know, her husband would say to her. Well,
mm.
you know, after going through all of that and having her a pity party, you know, several pity
mm-hmm.
parties, she got up, brushed herself off, and decided that she was going to do something with her life. So she decided
Beautiful.
That she would go and start taking dance classes. And in
wow.
doing so, she met an ex bingo cheerleader who
mm-hmm.
told her, you know, I think you should try out. You're a wonderful dancer. I think you should try out. And she
My
always
God.
Loved to dance, and she tried
mm-hmm.
out. And guess, well, she did. She got cut the first year, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
she says, I'm going to go back, and she was encouraged. And
mm-hmm.
although there were friends and family members that thought, you know, what is this, a midlife crisis you're going through? I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're going to cheer with girls in their 20s and 30s, you
I'm
know.
I'm glad she didn't listen
She
to
went
them.
Back,
mm-hmm.
tried out again, and she made the team.
Beautiful.
Laura Vikmanis is currently 44 years old, is one
wow.
of the oldest NFL cheerleaders. I mean, and I tell you, if you look at our cover,
mm.
her body is it's in perfect condition. She's
because
very
she
youthful.
She takes care of herself. Yep.
She has that self-esteem that she lost years ago. She's extremely happy doing what she's doing, and she's now, mentoring to other women. She has a book that's out now called It's Not About the Pom-Poms, and it really isn't about the pom-poms.
<That's>
it's
right
talking
now.
About
hey.
Her struggle. It's
that's
really
right now.
Referring to
that's
her struggle
right. mm-hmm.
and how she got to, you know, where she is today, where she derived
uh-huh.
from. And it
mm-hmm.
wasn't a very pretty picture where she derived from,
but
she believed enough in herself.
Learn.
She
mm-hmm.
didn't care about what anybody thought. She didn't care
That's
about the
right.
snickles. And she's
That's
out
right.
there doing her thing. And I tell you,
Beautiful.
She's about
Beautiful
to make a movie
story.
Now, and she's just doing, you know, wonderful
Beautiful.
Things. And I'm very proud
Beautiful
of her.
Beautiful story. Beautiful story. Beautiful story. Come on, guys. It's we have a few minutes leaving this segment. We are going to continue until my other guest calls in. So if you have any questions, dial in 646-915-8166. I want for you to create a checklist, if you may, of bullet points just to summarize our conversation this evening and what you want to leave the sisters with. And at the end of your summary, I want you to share with us what we should be looking forward to maybe in the next between 5 and 10 years of your magazine,
mm-hmm.
and then tell people how they can connect with you after that, please.
Okay. Well, again, I would just tell anyone, whatever it is that you decide you want to do, whether it's go back to school for nursing, whether you want to write a book, whether, you know, you want to become a health and fitness instructor, you know, do your research. Find out if there's a niche for what it is that you're doing, okay? And, you know, you're going to look for investors, and sometimes, depending on what it is that you decide that you want to do, especially if it's becoming an independent, you know, entrepreneur such as myself, you know, just be ready to invest, you know, some of your own money into the business, you know, for however long it's going to take before your business catch on. Know that it may not catch on, you know, right away. You know, these things will take time. Don't give up. Don't be discouraged, okay? Partner up with people who will pretty much be in your corner, you know, those positive individuals that will uplift you and encourage you to just continue to keep going, to keep doing what you're doing. I would also, you know, just have to say, just know, you know, for me, whereas people may think, you know, for every issue that they see, wow, you know, this is beautiful, they don't realize that it takes a lot of work to do what it is that we do. You know, it's a lot of work that goes into it. So, you know, be prepared to, you know, make that sacrifice. And I would say, you know, it's easier for women today, I would think, to accomplish some of those things that we may have wanted to accomplish back when we were raising our kids, because now we don't have any excuses. We don't have any kids. You know, a lot of us are empty nesters, so we have time on our hands to pursue our dream. But just know that, you know, whatever it is that you want to do, it's not going to happen overnight. You know, get you a great team of people who believe in what it is that you're doing. You know, they have the same common goal and passion for what it is that you're doing as you do. And I have to say, you know, that that, you know, you have to kind of be careful with who you bring on your team too. You know, you have to really be careful with who you bring on your team.
My heavens.
And, and that's pretty much all I want to say to that. But, you know, just make sure that you really have a great support unit,
mm-hmm.
whether it's coming from your family, you know. And if you find that there are just people out there that are not supporting you and what you're doing, you know, don't get discouraged, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people out there who,
mm-hmm.
You know, they're very successful today, and
mm-hmm.
they had so many doors
exactly.
turned, you know, in their faces.
That's right. That's right.
But
they
didn't give up. They didn't give up. They didn't give up. And I'm the type of individual that, you know, when you say that I can't do something, that's just going to encourage me to go further. So,
yes.
you know,
yes.
you have to develop a tough skin.
Mm-hmm.
Because women of our age, you will have people that will,
mm-hmm.
you know, look at you as if, you know, well, you're a little too old, or age discrimination may play a factor or what have you. You know, I also encourage a lot of women to think about opening your own businesses, you know, become your own entrepreneur. You know, I think that once, and I think another important thing is, you know, we have to support each other. I think oftentimes, you know, one can get discouraged if you feel that there are not enough people in your corner who really support what you're doing. And I think it's very, very important that we as women, we have to support each other. You know, that's very important. The magazine
Can I interject before you go into your 5-year, 10-year?
Yes.
I'm so glad that you pointed out the importance of relationships. And for women to focus on their results versus their excuses, because I tell you, for every 2 excuse they have, there is 40 results that they can turn that around to.
So true.
And don't take things personal, because that, you know, that is powerful, because when people hurt you, they're not hurting you. They're acting out because of their past hurts, and this
mm-hmm.
is why women need to understand that. And I'm so glad that you included for them to be their own bosses.
Yes.
Men know how to partner up and team up. But we, women, we are so fearful of trusting another woman. And we don't open up. We don't open up to each other. And so those were great points, and I hope people took the time to write them down. So thank you so much for allowing me to interject. So please go ahead and give us your 5-year, 10-year goal.
Well, currently right now, BIW Magazine, which stands for Beautifully Inspired Women's Magazine for women 40 and over, we're currently one of the most popular magazines for women 40. And, you know, we're online. And oftentimes people say, well, are you going to, you know, do print? It is not my desire to do print now or within the next, you know, 3, 4, 5 years. Mm-hmm. I made a conscious decision to become an online publication. Mm-hmm. Basically, because we, well, being cost effective, obviously, was one of
and
the factors.
And you're serving the world when you're online.
Exactly. And that was exactly my point. You know, I mm-hmm. wanted to come up with a publication where we could virtually reach out to women all over the world, whether you were
mm-hmm.
in France versus the UK,
wherever.
You know, versus California, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And it also gives people easy access to be able
okay.
to, you know, obtain our website
mm-hmm.
and magazine from, you know, their iPads or their smartphones, whether
mm-hmm.
you're in the gym. And I often have seen people literally reading, you know, their books from their Kindle books from their phone right there at the gym. So, you know, with easy access. And so we don't plan, you know, people are asking, well, are you going to go print? No, I would have to say
well,
to that.
Well, you know, if God wants you to go there, he's going to let you go there and it's going to be out of your hands anyhow.
That's true.
So right now, if you are a servant and you are adhering to his instructions,
mm-hmm.
when
mm-hmm.
he wants you to go print, ain't nothing you're going to be able to do to stop that because that's what he's going to require of you.
That's so true. And should
you know?
God decide to do that, then, you know, we will. But, you know, it is, you know, it's just basically the way of the world today. I mean,
mm-hmm.
everything is pretty much, I mean, even your newspapers and a lot of other
mm-hmm.
magazines have all gone digital.
That's
and,
right.
You know, it's just the way of the world. Everything is pretty much
we've
electronic
got to
now.
Adopt to the
so,
changes.
And that's another thing that I want to encourage our, you know, our older sisters to become more, you know, computer savvy
mm-hmm.
because you're going to find that everything sooner or later is going to convert to the computers. You know what I mean?
Right.
Whether you're shopping, whether, you know, you're looking for homes or what have you. So it would be a great idea for you to either take a class, you know, at your
mm-hmm.
maybe your local school. They have classes in, you know, certain areas for free where you can go and take your basic computer classes. And it's really, really a wonderful way to and resource to be able to
mm-hmm.
Know what's going on in the world.
Wonderful.
So that's pretty much where we
yes,
are.
Yes, just give out your contact information, please. And I want to thank you again for taking time out and investing in my listeners. So please give out your contact information, how they can get in touch with you and how they can obtain the magazine online.
Yes, you can obtain, go to our website, which is www.biwmagazine.com. We have a wonderful website where you can go and obtain back issues, free archive issues in our archives. We have the latest of movie trailers and videos from gospel to reggae to you know, your grown R&B stations, so you can, or videos should I say, where you can just go on. So the website in itself is just a really great place for grown folk to
resource.
Enjoy.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much. I hope I get blessed to meet you in person in the near future.
Yes,
and
I
just
so do
continue doing all the great, great work that you are doing to touch lives across the world.
Thank you. And Daphne, and I wanted to say just, you know, to end with you yourself, you're inspiring so many people, you know, nationally. And I would just encourage you to continue to do what it is that you're doing, because we see you and we do appreciate what you're doing as well.
Thank you. Thank you very, very, very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Stay blessed.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Mrs. Caldwell, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you? Thank you, Daphne.
I am wonderful. I'm telling you, girl, I am so glad that you're able to make it. We've been trying for how many months to get you on this show. So I'm glad
Absolutely.
You're buckling yourself down tonight. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And, girl, I am so thankful for you for making me so cute. Everybody is talking about how adorable I look.
Absolutely, you are gorgeous inside and out. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to style you and do your makeup. And I am Makeup by Candy Caldwell.
Yes.
I am a freelance makeup artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing it for over 25 years. And absolutely, I love it. And right now I've been working not only on weddings, but I've been doing a lot of baby shoots, new mothers, and working with a fantastic photographer that really captures newborns within the first 3 weeks. And
wow.
It has just been an incredible journey for me to be able to, as a mother, then see these newborns and be a part of celebrating these
mm-hmm.
newborns and making mothers feel fabulous about themselves.
Yeah, I want to give you an opportunity to officially introduce yourself, although you say you are Candy Caldwell with your do freelance makeup. But, you know, you and I, we know each other for over 20 years. And although you are a freelance makeup artist, you spent a great number of years transforming the lives of other women, and we want to talk about that too. So your world of cosmetics is actually dual, and I want to talk about that too, because as my expert that just got off shared her journey to the magazine she's with, you yourself had a journey over these years where you were transforming the lives of other women. So you are not from Connecticut. You're a kind of a transplant here. So you want to tell us where you came from to Connecticut and then talk about the other way you were transforming women's lives?
Absolutely. Again, Daphne, thank you for having me. I'm originally from Salt Lake City, Utah, and I moved to Connecticut 31 years ago in the event that I was only going to be here for 2 years. And as you can see, I'm still here.
2 years.
And it is it's a phenomenal to be able to grow up on the West Coast and enjoy everything that the West Coast had, and to be able to enjoy the East Coast. And I love the mountains and I love the water. So, you know, I have the best of two worlds.
Right. Yeah.
And actually, I don't know if you knew this about me, but actually when I got pregnant with my first son 25 years ago, I started a clothing business called Coos.
No, I didn't know that, girl. You're keeping secrets.
And I owned a clothing business, and it was called Coos Creations, and we did hand-painted clothing for infants.
Ah.
And throughout the years, we actually then went up to we made outfits for mothers and daughters and fathers and sons. And what happened is when I got pregnant with my second son, my partner actually sued me for getting pregnant with my second child, and
Lord,
gave me an ultimatum. So we went through with the lawsuit, and I won the lawsuit, and we parted our ways. And during that time when my my second son was 2 years old, I actually needed to do something because I was a stay-at-home mom and was not having family around or very many friends around in Connecticut, that I decided to start to sell Mary Kay Cosmetics when my son was 2 years old. And I was a sales director with Mary Kay Cosmetics for 20 years. And it absolutely did open many, many doors for me, not only building self-confidence and giving me an outlet, but it has instilled self-esteem into my children as well. My 2-year-old, now that is 22 years old, actually did Mary Kay alongside with me from the time he was 2 and till he went off to college. And he still does give me customers, but it instilled a great work ethic with him. And being a part of Mary Kay and her philosophy, you know, that family is first, and God is first, and family,
his family is second.
It really it holds so true, and you're so blessed when you find that balance and what balances you out.
Candy, I just want to interject here. I remember I, too, did Mary Kay Cosmetics. I'm just telling the listeners. And I remember 1 year when I won the recruiting court and went for tea at Mary Kay's home. That she had just moved into that the new pink house. In Texas. And she had us there, everybody from the sales court and the recruiting court, went to the new home for tea. And she took us inside and she opened up her closet. And she said, try the mink coats on. Put your feet in my my shoes. Sit in my bed. And everybody's standing up off. She said, sit in it so you can experience it, so it can encourage you to go out there and know that this is not out of your reach. You can have all of this. I tell you, Mary Kay Ash was one phenomenal woman.
She certainly was. And it actually, you know, speaking of that, I actually was on the court of sales 18 times. And
wow.
The court of sales is that I personally sold over 32,000 in a year.
In 12 months. That's
And I have had 7 free cars with Mary Kay. And in that journey, I've learned a lot. And when I graduated high school, I actually went to beauty school. And when I moved to Connecticut, I needed to get a few more hours to meet the state recommendations in Connecticut. So I never did that. So the avenue of being able to do and work with women and do cosmetics with Mary Kay was phenomenal, because I was still holding true to who I was and what I liked to do.
You know, Candy, I was puzzled the other day. Someone wrote on your Facebook page asking you what skin tone you rather working with. And I think I read it and I said to myself, I don't think this person knows Candy Caldwell.
Yeah.
And I wrote back on there, I said she loves to work with a healthy skin tone.
Absolutely.
Because I read it and I pondered over it for about 5 days, and I said, would they walk into a doctor's office and ask him what ethnicity he rather having as a patient? I said, don't they realize that you are a professional who has perfected your craft? It doesn't matter if it's black, blue, or pink. And people just don't get it, you know?
They don't. They don't. And I will have many people who will just say, you know, I need your help because I know you know what you're doing, and mm-hmm. you know, I'm not going to question what you do. Just help me. And you know, I love what I do, and I love being able to be a part of helping somebody, whether it, you know, and feel good about themselves, and mm-hmm. and it gives me, you know, back so much more than what the dollar amount means.
It means to me.
Just,
I was saying to Bridget last week, I said, Bridget, did you ever stop to think what the photo shoot would have been like if we didn't have Candy there? She said, oh, God, no. Because if you weren't there, I don't know what kind of a shoot we were going to have, because all the pizzazz and everything you brought into that photo shoot, Bridget and I didn't know nothing about them stuff. So you are such a well-rounded person when it comes to enhancing another individual's life. And I just want to commend you with that.
Thank you.
The beauty for inside and out, Candy. And it just come natural for you.
Well, thank you. I think it does. I don't think about it. I just try to always step into other people's shoes. And last Sunday, I did a bride that didn't have any bridesmaids, and I stepped in and I just took right over and helped her, and she wrote me the most beautiful text.
Wow.
You know, saying, you know, not only do I admire what you did for me without knowing me, only knowing, you know, stepping up to the plate and doing everything for me, but I feel like I've gained such a wonderful friend that
my God,
so that you will be there forever for me.
And, well, it brings tears to your eyes, you know?
And
that is so powerful.
Absolutely.
That's so powerful. Candy, I know you encounter women of many ages, and so have I. And as I look, there is so much more a lot of women can do for themselves. Why do you think women opt to give in and throw up, as I call, the proper care about themselves and enhancing who they are? Why you think, and we are not professional in that area, but based on our observation.
Well, what I think, and this is what I see, because working with brides, they will diet, they will do everything for that day, the big wedding day. They will do everything to be glamorous and beautiful. But for some reason, once they think they have that man in their life, they will let everything take over in their life, and they will then put themselves on the back burner and not take care of themselves spiritually. And because you got to start inside.
Inside.
You've got to keep that going. And you know that. And you teach us that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we listen to you and we do what you tell us to do, not only are you enhancing and that's where it has to start. It has to start with inside of us. But for some reason, when we become somebody's wife, somebody's mother, we kind of lose our identity.
Yeah, we have
and,
to know that I am Daphne first and somebody's wife afterwards.
Absolutely.
I am Daphne first
and
Javonte's mother afterwards. And if I stay true to being Daphne, then I'm going to be a better wife to him, and I'm going to be a superb mother to Javonte. I want to remind people to call in 646-915-8166. And my guest in this portion is none other than Candy Caldwell from Makeup by Candy for brides, and not only brides, anybody who is looking to enhance their beauty. Yeah, I just cut you off, Candy, with what you were saying.
Nope, that's fine. But it's so true. You have to start with the inside. And I try to talk to women, and because men will tell me, you know what, I just wish my wife at least once or twice a week would have her hair done or have her makeup done and dress and put on something a little bit nicer than when I come home. Just, you know, the way she, what I fell in love with, I still love her, but I miss that.
I try to tell
women, you know, just those little things make such a big difference. And that spark that just can reunite why you fell in love with the person. But if you take care of yourself, you're going to feel better about yourself.
Of course. You're going to be a better wife. You're going to be a better worker, you know, employee. It's all, Candy, you and I are going to have to get a program together for these women so we can help the sisters.
Absolutely.
I want to check in with a caller and here to see if she have any questions for you. She's been holding on for a long time.
Okay.
Come on. You are listening to the A New Day Show. Hello, my friend. Do you have any questions for Miss Candy Caldwell?
I'm just continuing to listen. I love the show. I married at one point.
You did marry Kay at one point.
Yes, but for myself, because I'm not a makeup person, it just didn't pursue my goals. But I love to what you guys are saying.
Yeah, did you at least you use the skincare though? Because it's not all about the glamour and the makeup. It is so important to take care of our skins. Are you taking care of your skin?
Yes, I actually had a facial earlier.
Good.
Very good. I want to commend you. That's the whole basis. Men and women, that is the whole key to feeling good about yourself, is not only what we take in on the inside, but taking care of our skin. It isn't about glamour. It's about taking care of the skin. And if you have good skin, anything, but, you know, it is. It's really the most important thing. And
wonderful.
I just try to preach that to men and women, not only to, you know, us sisters, but the fellows, they have got to take care of their skin.
But you know what? The men are not taking care of themselves because the women that's around them, she's not taking care of herself, so he thinks it's okay. But if you begin to take care of yourself and you let your partner know the importance of taking care of his nails, his teeth, his skin. Oh, I tell you, I get so excited when I go to do my pedicure or manicure and I see a man in the shop. Oh, I'm in seventh heaven when that happens. Because it shows that he understands about the importance of taking care of himself.
Absolutely.
So, tell us now what a typical treatment is for you when you decide you work with a lot and lots and lots of brides. So now, when does a bride need to start to consult with you?
I like to see them about 6 months in advance. I like to have two consultations with them. I like to talk to them about their skin because it makes a huge difference in pictures. You know, drinking lots of water, eating healthy, sleeping. I like to get to know them and find out what they're looking for that day of their wedding. Are they having a romantic wedding? You know, or is it an outside wedding?
Every wedding was romantic, Candy.
No, not all of them are.
Ooh, I'm going to have to ask you to explain the rest for us. I'm glad we're having this conversation.
And so I like to get together with them about 6 months in advance, and I like to, that way I get to know them. And when I sit down with them, I actually try to show them, you know, I have them wear like a camisole that is in light colors, and If they're going, I want to know about their dress. Is it off the shoulders? You know, is it a sweetheart neck? Do they have ideas about their hair? What kind of jewelry? Because that all plays a role in their makeup. And how they're going to. Because if you have a lot of skin showing, you're going to look really washed out. With the camera light, will even wash you out more.
Okay.
Beautiful. So I just like to talk to them about that. And then what I do is I go to location. So wherever they're getting dressed at that day is the day, that is where I will go. And after their hair is done, then I will then proceed from to do their makeup.
So how many hours before the actual ceremony do you have to do the makeup?
It depends on what time their photographer is coming. If their photographer is, they need to be ready for their photographer. So I usually do an average of 6 to 8 people, and that usually will take me about 2 hours. I've done up to 19 bridesmaids in one day, and I've done up to 3 wedding parties in one day. And
that's a lot of face.
That is a lot of faces, and but it is worth it, and I'm thankful that I have the opportunity to be a part of Women's Special Day, whether it's a wedding day, I'm doing some Sweet 16s, I do prom, I do every kind of special event. I've actually done stuff for Fox News, Channel 12 in Norwalk. I've done People's Magazine. I have done, worked for different producers on doctor-patient videos. I've done a lot of print work and I've worked on a couple of calendars, some swimsuits. So one of the things is just learning your subject and really trying to find out what they want. Because a lot of people don't want a lot of makeup, but they
just want
a little bit of flaws. And it just makes the cameraman life a lot easier, and it just makes you pop, you know. And you know, as I was styling you and giving you tips and that.
Right.
But just, you know, I did your eyelashes, put false eyelashes on, and did a few things to really enhance your eyes, because your eyes is the window to your soul.
So when you look at those
beautiful pictures of you, they're absolutely stunning pictures of you. You can see that your soul is coming out of your eyes. And
you
that's
know,
one of the things that I want to accomplish.
Yeah. Yesterday, a friend of mine called me from Canton, Ohio. And she said, girl, when I look on your new pictures, you inspire me. I have to tell you, I am doing what I have to do, and I have lost 6 pounds so far. So
I have to tell you, those new pictures are just breathtaking.
Thank you.
And I have to agree. I mean, they really are. And Bridget, you know, Bridget does have a talent.
Oh, my God. She's out of this world. She is out of this world. I want to encourage people to call in 646-915-8166. Please call in with your questions about makeup, about skincare, about entrepreneurship, transitioning from one business to another. You know, how many people you know would get sued by a business partner and still continue doing business, not throw the towel in? So let us hear from you. You know, Candy, you do what you do, and I observe you, and there is such a deep passion for what you do. When did you begin to develop this this passion for transforming beauty?
You know, I think I think I've always had it. I mean, as a kid, and we would go on vacation or camping, I would always go find the people to sit and chit-chat and try to find out things about them and find out, even if I could just help them with if it was cleaning or what I could do. And when I was in beauty school, I used to go to live-ins homes and cut their hair. And
wow.
I got just as much enjoyment out of them as they did me, because it wasn't just about me coming and giving them a haircut. It was about conversation. And every person that comes into my life, whether they're young or older, I learn something from. And I just think everyone has a love story in them about something.
Wow.
And I just love that, which gives me the passion to want to be with people. And if I can just suggest one little thing that will make them feel good about themselves, you know, that I feel is my mission in life.
Mm-hmm. I remember we were in a conversation, and you share that every bridal party you work with, they want you. And I'm asking you to comment on that, because people are probably listening and say, but why doesn't she hire help? But you did that in the past, and people didn't want the helpers to work on them. They wanted you. You want to share that with the listeners?
Yes. That must be an amazing
feeling.
Well, I actually, years ago, probably around 19 years ago, was in Bridgeport doing a wedding, and it was quite a large wedding. It was a Portuguese wedding, and their culture is a little bit different. The groom gets to pick his bridesmaids and his groomman, and then the bride picks her bridesmaids and her groomsmen. And so it was quite a large wedding, and I had just started probably only about a year into doing bridal parties, and I did hire an assistant. And after the bride came home from her honeymoon, she asked me, you know, why did you bring somebody? And I said, well, I didn't know if I would be able to handle that many people. And, you know, I paid them. You know, the money didn't come from you. It came from me. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, we were very upset because we hired you and we only wanted you to do our makeup. That's why we hired you. We could have gone to anywhere. We could have gone to a department store. We could have done anything. But we wanted you. So therefore, now I do it all myself and I pay myself and I just learn.
Yes, lesson learned. And it must be an amazing feeling to hear that.
Yes, it is an amazing feeling. And the other thing that sets me apart from other hair salons or going to the MAC counter or going to Macy's and that is that I really want to know who you are. And
that's right.
I give you that personal touch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about making, you know, there's times that I just, you know, throw in the towel, and it's not about the money. It's about what I can do for other people.
That's right.
And
transform a life, because when you change a life, they're going to pay you the money. And this is the beauty of doing this kind of a work that we do. If we show people that we can resolve their problems and help to change their lives, they are going to pay you any amount of money versus wanting them to pay you just money with no result, you know?
Right.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
If you're listening,
right.
if you have any question, we only have 18 minutes and 21 seconds remaining, and my guest is Candy Caldwell. Welcome to guest 4594 to the chat. If you have any questions, you can type it in, or feel welcome to call in 646-915-8166. Any question about makeup, skincare, and all of that, that thing. Candy, you want to share some of your sex success stories with consultants from your unit? Because you've been a director for many years. You don't have to call names, but just share some of the stories that you have helped to transform their lives.
Well, I've had several that were in college, actually, that while they were living in dorms, they wanted to earn extra money, and to their idea was to start to sell Mary Kay Cosmetics, mm-hmm. and they did very, very well while they were in college. And the great thing was I have a couple of gals that started in college, now are mothers, living in Myrtle Beach and that, still, but now they're able to be stay-at-home moms. And they've created that income that when they were in the college. And
wow.
They did it on a part-time basis, and now they still have those same customers because you can have those. You can have customers
for
around
years.
The world.
Yeah, yes, because Mary Kay is not something you just start and throw in. That product stay with you forever, man. That's some good stuff. Good stuff.
That's one of the great things is I actually, you know, when I first came into the business, my goal was to get to 100 customers. I had 100 customers in the first year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
In the first year. And you know, those first 100 customers still buy from me.
That's right.
Because they stay faithful to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have stayed true to their skincare.
Mm-hmm.
And people will try all kinds of different color cosmetics. But...
Mm-hmm.
The skincare is bar none. I too have tried lots of different skincares out there, and I'm 57 years old, and there's nothing that for the dollar value.
That's
my
right.
results are incredible.
Mm-hmm.
With the Mary Kay Cosmetic skincare
mm-hmm.
line,
mm-hmm.
and
do you consult with people? Let's say there are some women who is listening now, and they are not brides. They don't have any specific event that they're going to. They just listen to you and say, well, oh, my God, that lady talk about taking care of yourself, and I'm really not taking care of myself. If they want to consult with you for guidelines, is that something that you do? You would sit with them and go over some details of, you know, steps they need
Absolutely.
To begin today.
I still will sit down on a one-to-one basis or with a friend or two and
mm-hmm.
do a skincare consultation if they're not into color cosmetics or if they like a color cosmetic and step-by-step how to apply eyes, lips, any special skincare or needs that they may have concerns of slowing down aging. I still do all of that and absolutely still love to do it. And they can contact me by my email, which is Candy, Candee .12@juno.com or Facebook me, Candy Caldwell. On Facebook, if you want to check out any of my pictures, go to Wedding Makeup by Candy Caldwell on
mm-hmm.
Facebook, and you will see a great variety of different things that I have worked on. And but absolutely, I'm committed to doing 50 new faces
mm-hmm.
in by July 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And celebrating Mary Kay's been in business 50 years. And so my mission and goal is to touch 50 new women. I never told you this.
No, that's okay. I think it was on your Facebook.
Was it?
Yeah, I think so.
And so that is, you know, my mission right now is to get women's opinion on skincare, or, you know, just their opinion of some ideas that I might have, and collaborate with helping their skin. I do professional headshots with a group of women, a hairstylist, a photographer. If you're looking to update websites, business cards, any of that. And, you know, I have over 20 years of experience.
Let me ask you a question. We have 12 minutes remaining. This show is global, and you're looking for 50 faces. Let's say there are people elsewhere who hear and they call in. Can they consult with you via Skype? Would you do their profile, consult with them, and ship them products and stuff like that? Or they need to be local to you?
No, they could be either. That would be fine.
Okay. So now we have 11 minutes and 47 seconds remaining. I want you to give women the 5 basic steps to start to take care of their faces.
Well, first what we want to do is make sure that we're always cleansing. We want to cleanse first thing in the morning and before we go to bed. We want to get off all the incidental dirt off of our skin before we go to bed so it can really breathe during the night. So we would use a cleanser, and then we have a new system for women over 50, and that would be a serum, and then we would then do our night solution, which is a night lotion, and then an eye product, because the skin around our eyes actually, we don't have fat around our eyes, and so that tends to age quicker than anywhere else. So we want to make sure that we're using something with a collagen in it, and it will re-plump up that skin around our eyes. And we want to do that morning and night. And if when you're sleeping, your skin, your whole body is taking in all that oxygen and rebuilding cells, and that's what's really important. Then as we get a little bit older, sleeping, you know, becomes a little bit harder to get a full night of maybe 5 to 8 hours of sleep. So, you know, we want to take the extra care with our skin, and we want to make sure that we're drinking plenty of water. We want to start by intake of water. It's helping hydrate from inside, and we're going to hydrate on the outside. And the other thing that's really important, and it doesn't matter what our skin type is, we really need to use a sunscreen. And dermatologists say that we need to use something over 35. And it doesn't matter, because skin cancer is very rapid. And so we do need to protect our face, our ears, our neck, our shoulders, and the back of our hands are the most vulnerable places that we tend to get sun damage, and then we can potentially have skin cancer. And so that is, you know, very, very important. And
our
moisturizer actually...
We don't
have the 5
anymore?
Steps anymore. They're actually only 3 steps now. Well, 4 if you want to count your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So that is really, really, really important. And I think that when I look at my friends that are my age, and when I find out that they're not using the skincare or that, and just the difference in how we look in our skin looks, you can
mm-hmm.
tell our skin has aged.
Beautiful. Thank you. So again, tell people how they can connect with you, your website, your information, and all of that. If you have any shoot, because I know sometimes you do glamour makeover and all of that. If you have anything
okay.
coming up,
absolutely.
Tell people how they can find you.
Okay. My Mary Kay website is actually marykay.com/ccc. No, I got to back up. It's MaryKay.com/C Caldwell 2, the number 2. And you can look at Mary Kay products and order online, and then I just ship them right to you. My email is Candy, C-A-N-D-E-E, .12@Juno.com, and Juno is J-U-N-O. That is my email. I can be contacted on Facebook at Candy, C-A-N-D-E-E, Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L. And then my wedding page, my fan page, is Wedding Makeup by Candy Caldwell, and it's spelled C-A-N-D-E-E, Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L. I do have a photo shoot for professional headshots the first Wednesday of May, which would be May 1st, and that is from 3 to 6. It is in Danbury, Connecticut at 78 Lake Avenue, and we do professional headshots. And your hair is done, your makeup is done, and then you get a full a CD with high-resolution pictures of yourself that you can upload for website, business cards, or any professional pamphlets, brochures, or anything that you do need. And I am available by telephone, and that would be area code 203, my office number, 794-0036.
All right. Well, Miss Candy, I want to thank you for taking time out from your family to be with us and just helping us to become more beautiful from the inside out. So,
well, thank you.
Again,
thank you for keeping us beautiful on the inside and in our brain. And, you know, thank you. You know, everyone comes into each other's lives for a reason. And I am totally blessed to have you in my life.
Oh, thank you, Candy. Thank you, my dear sister. All right, so I look forward to seeing you at the meeting on the 23rd, but we will be speaking offline because I have something I need to speak with you about. So you have a blessed week and keep transforming lives.
Thank you.
Thank you so very much.
Bye-bye.
So I am just so thankful to have had Dorothea Barnett on and Candy Caldwell, and I just pray that something that these two amazing women have said this evening has touched your life in a special way and to encourage you to go out there and take care of you, because if you are not taking care of yourself, you are not in a position to be a good wife, a mother, a sister, a friend, a co-worker. You must take care of yourself. That responsibility is yours. And if you have not yet connected with me on Facebook, I want you to check out facebook.com, Dynamic Daphne, and like my page. If you are in the Litchfield, the greater Litchfield area, Brookfield, New Milford, Danbury, I'm inviting you to come out to the National Association of Professional Women meeting at the Litchfield Inn on the 23rd of April. I am looking for some amazing women because we are getting ready to just rock Connecticut. So check out, again, I'm looking for some volunteers to help me with my shows, both the radio show and the TV show. Message me on Facebook or here on the New Day Radio platform. And guess what, guys? This Wednesday is the last episode of the Millionaire Mindset. So far, I have two amazing people. I have Jerry Foster, who is one of the world's greatest branding guru out of LA. I have Joel Martin out of Scottsdale, Arizona. And I'm waiting to confirm one more gentleman out of Florida. So I tell you, we're going to be rocking this last chapter. It was an amazing, amazing 5 weeks so far. So again, I look forward to seeing you on Wednesday. And remember to follow your heart. Do what it is that you were called to do. Do not allow anyone to derail you off that journey that you're on. Stay blessed.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Can you feel it?
you'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.